Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American and take a look at some of the stories that is on the burner for this week and in the future. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, and happy 2020 to both of you.
Yes, yeah. This year, actually. I was waiting for him to say that.
New year, and we're hopefully off to a better start because it's been very slow. But this week starts to pick up with lots of meetings, starting tonight with Salisbury Board of Selectmen and Region 1, finally, after a two-month hiatus. So we'll be out there tonight. We have the Kellogg Geography Bee tomorrow. Kids will be vying for recognition in that. And Cornwall Board of Selectmen on Wednesday. We have COG, Council of Governments, first one of the year on Thursday. And on Saturday, we have the clothes drive for the music program at Housatonic. They'll be collecting gently used clothing to raise funds to go to Virginia Beach, I believe it is.
Yeah, they'll take clothing, and it's got to be in bags. And you can bring mm-hmm. small items as long as they're boxed. Nothing, they don't want anything.
Nothing loose.
Nothing
right.
loose, because there's nothing worse than having a bunch of loose stuff around.
Go
really.
Over. So that's so far our week, and I'm sure there will be other things that will come up. But as I say, it's been rather dry for news up until now.
Yeah, well, tonight the Region 1 Board of Education meeting is a special meeting, of course, because they still have to induct the new Board of Education members that out of the meeting that was canceled last month.
Right, and choose new officers, which might change things. One never knows. Two new people, as we said, the Canaan rep and the Salisbury rep are new faces on that board. So we will see what happens.
Yeah, this week is a busy week. There's lots of meetings throughout the town because, like, their last 2 weeks, nobody really did anything.
Right.
They didn't.
Everybody wanted to just relax, and now we've got some energy and ready to go again. We did go to a talk at the Scoville Library, maybe good for all of us, on how to declutter, and the Kelly Hughes, who has got a PhD in psychology, gave a good talk, and it was amazing. Usually those talks are well attended, but this was standing room only. Patrick Sullivan and I just were marveling at how many people were there, and she gave some good advice. So if you folks have decluttering problems or such, and she lives in Norfolk and can be reached on her website.
Everybody has clutter problems.
Everybody has clutter. We all have clutter.
Even the most neat people have clutter. It's just arranged neatly. No, it's true.
And the best thing you can do is shift that clutter.
I just, I always remember George Carlin. One of his first routines was about Americans. They live in apartments at first, then they get married and they get a house. And then they store so much stuff in the house, they get the next house as a garage. And when the garage is full, then they go to stored all units. That's true.
Right.
Everybody's.
Yeah. Well, she and her husband, she said, have really become minimalists, and they can store all their belongings in a car, which is quite unique. And she said their goal is to be able to store all their belongings in a backpack. So I don't think I'd ever reach that point, but it was an interesting talk. And, of course, most people, wonder how to get rid of the sentimental things that they hold on to, and she had some good tips on how to do that, which was interesting. We also had a story this week on the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association's expansion of their home assistance program. It has now reached into Sheffield. Plenty of clients.
They have an open house there tonight, 5 till 7, by the way.
And they do. They have an open house tonight in Sheffield from 5 to 7 at their office on Sheffield Plain. So that should be interesting, and I'm sure that's open to everyone who wants to hear about this. And again, it's a way to keep people in their homes. They're offering services to have people come in and do chores and things, to let them live independently and stay in their homes as long as possible. And we know with our increased aging population. That is a huge concern for a lot of people.
And Salisbury Visiting Nurse, they have a new assistance office on Main Street in Lakeville.
Yes, I didn't realize that, in the former White Gallery building.
Yeah.
That's where they're at. So I
think they just need to get better visibility, let people understand exactly the services they offer.
Yeah, yes. And just looking ahead, we do have next Monday in Canaan that Planning and Zoning Commission hearing that will be continued, and this is on the moratorium on boarding houses. And it's of great interest to folks in Canaan who are concerned about the proliferation of those, and they lacked a quorum at the December 30th meeting, so it was continued to 7 o'clock next Monday the 13th for folks who are interested in that. So, yes, we're starting up again, and there are all kinds of art exhibits and speaker talks, and let's hope the weather doesn't interfere with us, because we need to fill those pages.
Well, another interesting thing about what we're waiting on is the big Lime Rock decision from the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Because they have had the case now, and they expected to release a decision sometime in January, we've been told. So, that's going to be a big story once that comes down.
And the asphalt. The judge is still waiting on that for whether they can, whether Ben Metcalf can expand his asphalt preparations. So we're waiting on a couple of court cases here. Yeah.
And we're also waiting on Eddie Meza opening up his car wash. There's people. It really is, especially in the wintertime now.
Yeah.
To get your car washed in a convenient, quick way, it's not easy around here anymore. So it's going to be. People really are clamoring for that. I mean, in Canaan, if you're within Canaan, they've got a fine car wash. But people around this whole area, to travel to Canaan and back is not only the most convenient thing to do. So.
And your car is dirty by the time you get back, anyway.
That's exactly right. So,
the other thing that's on the horizon, of course, is the opening of the new transfer station. That is moving along, the Salisbury-Sharon one.
Yep.
And every time I see Charlie Kelly, he says, man, it's really just coming along. It's amazing, and I've got to get up there and see now. I haven't been there in a while, but that's going to be quite the facility when it is done. So this year should be quite interesting. I think there'll be lots going on and lots to report.
And then the cleanup of the old facility. Who's
yes.
I wonder who's going to be. The town's got to be responsible for that, I would think.
I would assume they've been there all those years. Sure, yeah.
And it goes back to nature. That's pretty cool. That's mm-hmm. that really mm-hmm. is. Who'd have thunk it? How long have we been around, Ruth? We talk about these projects, but they certain projects around here just take forever to come to fruition.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
and then they do, and we go, my goodness, how old are we all?
Yes. Yes. We've been around long enough to see a lot of this, and think, oh, my goodness, 2020, it's, the lease runs out. That's forever, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, you look at, in North Canaan, when the depot burned down, I mean, it took how long, 10, 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
15 years, the Falls Village Pool. There's certain things that just take a long, long time around here. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Ruth.
Hope the weather allows me to get there and out. Should be pretty good this week.
Tuesday into Wednesday, there might be something, but we'll see.
This was just a dusting here.
Yes.
So we're okay.
It was.
Well, we just want you to have fun at tonight's Board of Education meeting.
Yes. You'll be thinking of me, right?
I will be thinking of something anyway. All right, Ruth.
Very good. Well,
take
have
care.
A good week, you too.
You too.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper or online, rep-am.com.